Happy holidays, game heads. It is Sunday, December 10th, 2017, and holy shit, the end of the year is upon us, and so you know what that means. Everyone is talking about their favorite games of the year, and damn, were there some good ones. Month after month, 2017 did not disappoint, giving us great experiences, both big and small. During this episode, we're going to dive into all of our personal faves, and it should be pretty damn juicy. So please join us as we look back on an epic year of gaming and maybe even argue a bit in this episode number 37 of Glitch Therapy. Ben, if you'd be so kind.
We're back.
happy holidays, everybody.
Right before we started.
You're such a dick. Happy holidays, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Glitch Therapy. As always, I'm your host, Ramondo Burnside, and with me,
Ben Dupe,
Joel Gal,
Jose Ochoa.
Oh, that's sick, Joel Gal.
Joel Gal's here, too.
Oh, God.
Keep it on that side of the table, buddy.
Back away a little bit here.
Yeah, there you go. Gents, can you believe that it's already been a whole fucking year that we've been doing this podcast, man? Like,
has it already? Really?
Like, in like 3 more weeks, it'll be a whole year.
Then it's not a year.
I mean, well, come on. You sound like my 15-year-old. Like, it's not technically. Like, I'm rounding, man. I'm rounding.
You rounded wrong. You're still 3 weeks away.
I haven't seen you in a while.
I saw you on Friday.
I haven't seen you a while on this podcast.
Oh, all right. Hey, how's it going?
You're such a dickhead. Ah, man, it's good to be back, guys. We took a little bit of a break there for the holidays, or at least for the Thanksgiving break and everything.
Yeah.
I think we needed it, though, so we can kind of catch up on some games and get some things done. I know, Ben, you got school stuff going on, plus family stuff, plus games equals no time.
Yep, no time at all. I have a little bit of time. Yeah, just shoo her away or something. She'll be fine.
I'm going to hold her.
That's fine. She's cool with it. That's our mascot, Charlie. So
Let me go. Shit out of me.
Let me go.
I've been busy, though. I've been trying to stay up. I haven't really been gaming very much. I've still been working on Mario Odyssey a little bit, but I've been mostly geeking out on Star Wars the last week or two because we got that that Last Jedi coming up.
Dude.
Like less than a week now.
I got my tickets for next Saturday.
Next Saturday. Oh, you're waiting. You better stay off the internet.
Oh, no. They're not going to ruin it for me. I rarely have the internet ruin shit for me. I'm diligent. I'm steadfast. My fortitude is high. I'm not letting it happen.
Yeah.
It's not happening.
I couldn't get tickets.
You waited to the last minute.
I wasn't even aware they were on sale.
I waited to the last minute, and actually, because I thought I was going to have to go on Saturday as well, but my boss at work is a huge Star Wars fan, and he was like, you can come in a little bit late that day if you want and see Star Wars. So yeah, I got, at the last minute, got some tickets at Flix.
Yeah, what day? Like Thursday?
Friday. Friday nice. Morning, yeah.
See, and Friday would have worked, too. Friday or Thursday morning would have worked, but obviously work and everything getting in the way of that. So, and I wait to the last minute as well. And normally, I'm already picking up tickets like a month or so in advance, 2 months in advance for a big movie like this. And because, you know, the hardcore fans are out there getting tickets like, what, back in October?
Yeah.
Shit like
sounds
that.
About right.
So, yeah, I knew my circle of friends that love Star Wars, like the second they went on sale, they bought rows.
Yeah, so when I went to go look for tickets like about maybe about 3 weeks ago, almost a month ago, like every day was like filled except for like the mornings. And then like I was like, okay, let's try Saturday evening. Yeah. And then those were all filled. And it's like, fuck it. So now I'm going like Saturday afternoon, like 1 o'clock. It's not bad.
I am too. Yeah. And I got tickets for Saturday as well. So I'm going twice in 2 days.
Nice.
So yeah.
I'm on with that.
You're the one. You're the reason they're sold out.
I am. Yeah. I'm one of them.
He bought like 10 tickets for himself.
Bastard.
I remember when The Force Awakens came out, like there was this meme of this guy who bought like he bought like every ticket for every seat in the auditorium so he could watch it by himself.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
If you got that kind of cheese, I mean, more power to you. It's like, wouldn't you want to have a couple of friends come
with
you?
Maybe a couple friends. But yeah, he had like a private viewing or whatever. That seems excessive to me.
Yeah, that's very excessive.
But then again, there's always that asshole in the movie theater who's screwing stuff up.
You know what? Since I've been going to flicks, I haven't really ran into anybody being like a real dick. That's like talking constantly and things like that. It's just been pretty chill. Usually in the regular theaters, and you might run into that once.
Yeah, the audience I think is better at flicks.
I think so. I don't know why that is, but I don't know.
Whatever. Yeah.
Less kids.
In case you guys don't know what flicks is, high school kids. It's like where you can have dinner and your movie and beer, and they have like a brewery inside there. So you sit down, you order food, you watch your movie. They quietly take your food away and stuff. They have a full menu, like an Applebee's kind of thing.
Yeah,
and they have
craft
beer.
Beers. Yeah,
and yeah, they're like beer. A brew house. They have legit. A little place where they brew. Like not a tiny brewery. I mean, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's legit, man. I think there's only like 4 locations in the U.S. Texas, here in Des Moines, Iowa, I want to say Illinois.
And don't look at me with that.
Some other place. You don't know anything.
This podcast is brought to you by Flicks Brewhouse.
Sponsor us.
They'd love us for it. Right?
Yeah, they would.
They have you.
Any predictions for Last Jedi? They've been so like... Like, you don't know if they're throwing out red herrings or...
I think they're throwing a lot of them out because they know that the fans are rabid like that. They're going to try to dissect every piece of every trailer and every piece of information that drops. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah. Small spoiler. Or not, I saw a TV spot. Mm. So this is fair game.
Do I want to know
it
this?
Was on a TV spot.
Okay.
And so it was in the trailers.
Sure.
But you saw a little snippet of Rey flipping her lightsaber around, but it was Kylo Ren's lightsaber.
Yeah.
So it's like... What's going on there?
I think you're going to need some microtransactions to see the actual ending of that movie.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. $5 to
Disney and EA, right?
But that's the thing, though. Yeah. Like, we don't even know if that's like... Because everyone would probably like put their hypothesis in and go, well, she flipped sides, but how do you know she didn't kick his ass and take his?
Another popular theory is that Kylo Ren feels guilty about killing Han Solo. Slight spoilers, I guess, whatever, but you better know by now.
Yeah, you should know that. Yeah.
But anyway, so another theory is that he turns to the good side, and him and Rey team up against Snoke.
Yeah,
so
she could flip him back that way, because, I mean, typically everybody goes, like, bad in all these movies, you know what I mean? That's usually the angle. Someone's good, and they flip bad, so... It'd be nice to see a bad guy flip good for a change.
It would be, yeah.
Or they go gray and Osaka shows up out of nowhere and kicks ass.
Speaking of flipping and going bad, just kind of staying in the Star Wars vein, I finished the Battlefront 2 campaign.
Yeah, what'd you think?
And they did exactly what I thought they were going to do. I mean, spoiler real quick, if you don't want the campaign ruined and if you have an issue with this, something's wrong with you. Anyway.
Just skip ahead like 30 seconds or something.
I don't think it's that big of a deal, but okay. So... With the protagonist, I forget her name.
It starts with an I.
She sounds like a lady.
Iridan. Iden.
Yeah,
that's it.
So
Iden Verso.
I was really leery that she was going to be evil, and then at some point they were going to make her flip to the rebel side. Sure enough, she fucking does this.
Mm-hmm. Iden Versio.
Annoyed the fuck out of me. Yeah. It annoyed me so bad.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm all for the rebels and I'm all for, you know, the Jedi and everything, but it's like, this was a unique story and they had a unique opportunity to, like, show it from the bad guy's side.
Yeah.
From the, you know what I mean? And from the Empire, and they totally, like, not even halfway through, she just flips, turns tail, goes the other side.
Yeah, they shouldn't have done that.
And I was like, man, that's cool and all, but fuck, it would have been nice to see her just be pissy, mad at the rebels the whole time.
It would be. Like, I'd love to get a story from that perspective. At the same time, I think Star Wars as a whole is moving towards less of the, like, just straight up black and white, good versus bad, and more of the, like, you know, if there's not good versus bad, then there's not always an opposition. So, like, maybe we could all compromise and meet in the middle. And that's that's a nice commentary on, like, you know, social statuses today and stuff, where, like, everything in the United States is so divided and, like, you know, Democrats hate Republicans and vice versa. It's like, but if we could all just, like, compromise and meet in the middle, you know. And I think that's kind of a cool, like, for them to comment on things that are going on.
And it was fine. I mean, it wasn't the best campaign ever, but, I mean, it was decent enough. It was very lackluster for the most part and safe.
Yeah.
Would be the word I would use. They didn't really take any chances in it, but it was nice to play through it and just kind of fuck around with it and move on. But
Star Wars movies is doing playing it safe too,
right? So, it doesn't surprise me. I mean, that's a huge license and they can't probably go outside the box too far.
they're sticking with the templates.
They'll wrangle them bitches in.
Yeah,
so what have we been up to? Dude, like, we're like been up to like Star Wars and stuff.
Dude, I finished Wolfenstein 2, knocked out the COD campaign, finished South Park as well.
You fractured the butthole.
I fractured that.
You know, I have not even finished Call of Duty. I haven't even played it.
The campaign? It's not that long. It's like 6 hours.
I've been on Assassin's Creed all this.
Oh yeah,
that's my new thing. I've been playing.
I've heard good things.
Right. It is good.
You were right. It's phenomenal. I'm finally diving into it.
It's huge. So many quests. You could just like roam
around. It's awesome.
You just like roaming around.
What level are you?
30. I just reached 30.
Okay.
Damn, I'm like level 11 or 12 or something like that.
Plus they have those
almost 40.
They have those events going on that you're fighting gods, Egyptian gods. Mm-hmm. But you have to be at a level 40 to beat that. And I'm like, I'm avoiding that because just roaming around, just
it's assassinating.
All those big the red things that
the
go
phylax?
The phylakis.
I killed phylaki
tie.
Yeah. See, and I like games like this with the open world like that, but it's like. When I'm going to go do something, it's that whole Skyrim syndrome, is what I call it, because you're heading to do something, and then you see somebody's like, oh, I can't find my husband, or I need some medicine, or whatever, and you're like, oh, yeah, I'll do that shit real quick. And before you know it, you have like 10 missions in your mission log.
Yeah.
You're just like, oh, what do I do first?
I beat it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you did?
Nice. Yeah, you have to be, I think, level 33 at the highest to beat the last boss or whatever. I won't say boss, but you know the enemies that you have to fight during that stage are going to be higher level. So it was between 33 and 35, I think you had to be.
I'm sure I'll be much higher than that because I'm going to take my time with it like Jose's doing.
Yeah.
Is it?
I'd rented it, so I just went right through it and beat it.
The skill trees are amazing.
Set it back.
So
yeah.
You got,
I love that game.
You should really try it out, Ben.
Yeah, that's when I got a school break coming up, and I'm going to have time probably to jam on one video game, so I'm making my pick, you know, and I'm going to pick one game to just play front to back, and Assassin's Creed is definitely one of those that I think is a lot of fun to into. Yeah.
I think you'll like it for sure. Yeah. I dropped a little bit of money on it. Because it was nice that it's piecemeal the way it is, so I don't feel like you're forced into dropping money. You know what I mean? Like some like Battlefront
was.
Well, piecemeal is where you can pick whatever stuff you want. Like, oh, I just want that outfit, that one outfit, done. Or I just want that one mount, that one horse, or that one weapon. That's all I want.
You can earn all that stuff.
Yeah, you can earn it all and make it yourself. But I was like, you know what? Screw it. I just want that thing right there, that horse, and that outfit, and I'm done. And that's what I've been rocking the entire game so far. And I'm totally fine with that. It was like, I think I spent maybe like $10.
No!
No, it's fine.
Yeah, I upgraded all my stuff to legendary.
And yeah,
just I never spend a dime.
I have all legendary stuff, but I wanted that particular amount, so I'm fine with it.
I also spent money on cash. I did a ban, but not on Pokemon Go.
Fuck off!
Yeah, I was making fun of you the other day.
Yeah, I just spit me off.
It's all good, man. I mean, you know,
I think I spent like $10 on.
I just didn't feel like waiting that long just to make it. I was like, I want that flame mount. With the flames off of it and everything.
Oh, you wouldn't get that one anywhere. So,
yeah, it's a legendary one you had to pay for.
Oh, just wait until you start getting the cursed weapons.
Yeah, see, I'm all about it.
Those things fuck you up.
So I'll be playing this game for a while. So I think that $10 is going to be well spent.
I had one that did like 450 something damage, but then you only had like a third of your health. So
yeah.
You get killed.
Right.
You got hit.
Oh, I was going to tell you too real quick. I bought the kids, hopefully my wife or kids don't hear this because I'm hiding it, but I bought a Switch for the family.
Yeah.
And I had it stashed in my closet for like all of 5 days maybe. And I was like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm going to open it up when they go to bed and I'm going to fucking play stuff. So I did that the other day. And they're playing Odyssey nonstop for 2 days.
Oh, yeah.
And Mario Kart with, and I told Taylor, and I was like, you got to keep it a secret. She's like, I won't say a word. She's like, hope mom goes to bed soon in Gia so we can play some Mario Kart. So we sat up the other night and played Mario Kart all night. So
that's amazing.
I haven't seen it.
I'm terrible, man. I'm so
horrible. You're like the coolest dad, man.
I was like, Taylor, but I got to wrap it back up and put it back in the box before Christmas, though. You have to act surprised. She's like, I got it. I'm good.
She's practicing every night.
I'm like, I'm such a corrupt, shitty dad.
Hey, boom, dad, you're the best.
I think that's a cool dad, man.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Wish my dad would do that.
I had a hard time hiding that shit, too. Yeah.
I'm a gaming whore. It's my own fault.
So I got one thing before we move on to news that's like what I've been up to or whatever. I posted on our social media, but my buddy started a podcast, a Star Wars podcast. So it's called Tales from Tatooine, and they're not on iTunes yet. They're just on YouTube, but they've got a nice little video studio setup. It looks much more professional than our setup. Because, you know, you can't see our setup.
This is a nice table, though, okay?
Yeah, it's so, a nice table, yeah.
I feel like we're going to have Thanksgiving right now.
Yeah, yeah, fuck yeah. It's fine. This is like everyone's childhood table right here.
Yeah.
This is the table for making a puzzle on it, too.
Yeah, yeah, it is. On this table. But I did an episode with them where we were talking about our predictions and shit for Last Jedi. So check out Tales from Tatooine on YouTube if you want to, you know, watch some Star Wars shit.
Tales from Tatooine.
Yep.
Check it out. Yep. And then before we go on the news, I'm going to say, too, I've been playing a lot of a trivia game called Trivia HQ. Do you guys know of this?
Nope. Yeah, well, nope. You've sent me some
invites. A link to it. Yeah. I'm not sure if it's just for iOS or if it's for Android as well, but... It's a live trivia game with a host, and they only do it twice a day, like 2 in the afternoon and 8 in the evening. Mm-hmm. And everybody's on the same light wavelength, so you see everybody just logging into it, and it's like it's kind of futuristic feeling in a way. It feels like when you watch like movies like The Running Man, and everyone's standing outside looking at the same monitors, like everyone in the world is looking at the same. It feels like that feel to it,
because
you see like 300,000 people playing at the same time, and you only get one life. So there's 12 questions. You go through the questions. You get it wrong, you're out. Hmm. And you win money. It's $1,000. And if like 10 people get to the end, then they split it. If you're the last person, you get it all.
Huh. And so that sounds cool.
It's crazy.
Where have you been playing it on again?
On my phone. It's a phone game.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
iOS.
Nice.
Oh, I heard of that. The one that was like at first when it came out, it was buggy and shit.
It's still a little laggy sometimes when everyone's logging in, but otherwise it's like I have things that give me a notification that says, hey, the game's about to start, get in here.
It was only meant for the iPhone, but yeah, I think it's switching. I think it's switching around. So
it's pretty fun, dude. I've been playing a lot of that. But, yeah.
I might give that a shot.
It's pretty fun. I get so pissed because it's 12 questions, and I think I get to like question 6 or 7. I usually get beat by this is called a savage question. It's like a question that's totally like gets everybody fucked.
Yeah.
And then everybody loses and it's like half of it's cut down.
God damn it.
It's good stuff. So check it out.
Cool.
Yeah. Do some news.
Let's do it.
So much good stuff happening right now in the fall. The winter months are here.
There's no snow.
You enjoyed
that, huh? I'm cool. Did it sound refreshing the way I said it? It's all I got is had a Sprite or something.
Yeah, it is.
Sierra Mist or whatever. Shout out to Sierra Mist, I guess.
Mellow yellow. Yeah, gross. Mellow
definitely yellow, cool gross. Outside.
Yeah, it's cold. It's chilly.
Shit, man.
Enough.
Yeah, I'm over that shit.
It wasn't too bad today.
You guys want a Shasta?
A Shasta. Shasta. Damn. You went back like 85 on that.
Yeah, no, man. That stuff.
Put one in the freezer.
I'm not even that old.
Put one in the freezer for a brother.
Well, they still have Shasta. Out in California.
Yeah, that's why.
That
do they really?
Yeah. Nice.
Mount Shasta's out there. So.
Yeah, Shasta's still there.
Shout out to the Shasta podcast.
Yeah. Keep up the good work.
Yeah, right. Speaking of the winter time, Call of Duty World War II has just dropped its Winter Siege community event. It's going on from December 8th through January 2nd. So if you didn't know, now you know. PS4, Xbox One. Couldn't find a lot of information on Xbox One about it, but evidently it's on both. But PS4 was kind of advertising it a little harder, it looked like. I don't know if that's because of that whole exclusivity stuff they usually get through PlayStation. So maybe they're showing some love because of that. So get in there and play that. You have to the end of the month until January 2nd to get down on that. There's new maps or a new map. Let me see here. They got a new... God dang it. Who's the guy? There was a dude they brought in there, too. Here we go. So you're going to get a new map called Winter Carantan. They got a new gun game, new winter gear, and new weapons. So pop in there. Introducing Captain Butcher as well, a British Special Operations Officer and a new quartermaster. So he's going to give you stuff to do. So check him out.
Nice.
Check it out.
It's also very... I hopped in there, and the lobby's actually working now. So you can see other people drop their shit and...
And actually see what they get.
And when he says drop their shit, he's talking about care packages.
Yeah, the care packages. Yeah.
And you could see what's in them because I think they weren't working.
Yeah, right. And you could see what they get and stuff like that.
And sometimes they didn't even get anything when they were opening them before.
Right.
Just they'd spend actually money on them sometimes and get nothing.
It has a Christmas theme as well. So it's pretty cool. But still laggy.
Yeah, that's too bad. Mm. What isn't too bad, though, is that Monster Hunter World open beta is live as of right now. It opened up December 9th. It'll be open through December 12th on
the
PS4.
Is it open? Or?
It's open.
Oh.
It says it's the 9th through the 12th, so you have 2 more days to play it. Today's the 10th.
I better download that shit.
Yep. I downloaded it this morning. I haven't touched it yet. Probably play it a little bit tonight. It'll be, I believe, it's the game releases on Xbox One, but I didn't see that demo on the Xbox One, so I don't know what's going on with that. So maybe I'm just stupid and couldn't find it or something. I don't know.
If it comes out of Xbox One, is it still going to have the DLC for Aloy? Because Aloy is supposed to be a DLC.
Probably not. Monster Hunter. Oh, hell no. She would be exclusive.
It's a PS4 exclusive character. They'll probably give you somebody else.
Yeah,
Microsoft.
Master Chief. There you go.
Yeah. That won't break the game at all. See some dude running around in a metal
just shooting
metal everyone. Suit, just popping off shots. Another piece of news, real quick. Can't talk. Sony,
new language. No. Mondo is making
Sony. Yeah. Sony is shutting down Demon's Souls, the Demon's Souls server, on February 28th of 2018. So if you are still playing Demon's Souls, prepare for the end, because they will be shutting those servers down.
That's
so.
Been up for like 7 years. I think.
February 8th?
February 28th.
28th.
Okay. Yeah, it's a PS3 only game.
Yep. Yeah. So if you've been enjoying that, which that game, it's
fantastic.
It's a great game. Yeah, I'm surprised they kept the servers up this long.
That was their first foray into the Dark Souls type games.
Right. Cool. Something tasty for you guys. They're making a Super Mario Brothers cereal, apparently. Yeah. It's going to be a mixed berry cereal with Mario themed marshmallows. So
I just had that in my head. I was like, is this going to be like Trix mixed with Lucky Charms?
They're jamming on some Mario Brothers shit.
It
man.
Sounds
they're,
good.
They're making a movie now, a cereal. And
let's hope it's better than the movie that they made in the 80s. Or...
Oh, God. Captain Lou Albana.
The U.S. is becoming more like Japan.
Yeah.
I just said cereal on my iPad. Thought I said, hey, Siri.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice work. Thanks, Siri.
Good job. Yeah. I'm always down for some sugary cereal. I think I have a box of Fruity Pebbles and a box of Reese's Puffs.
I could do an entire podcast on cereal. I love one. Cereal.
We should bring
like
that
you said, cereal,
cereal
killers.
Yeah. Cereal killers. Yeah.
Right. And then last thing I have real quick, and if you guys have anything, feel free to jump in. EA has finally made some important changes to Battlefront 2's economy. They tripled the amount of daily credits that you can receive for arcade mode. They increased the amount of crafting parts and daily crates, and they also increased rewards for multiplayer matches. Maybe a little too late, but at least they're doing something, I guess.
So now you'll get 6 parts instead of 5 on the daily crates?
Yeah,
those are horrible.
I don't know, man. But they've increased it. I haven't jumped in to see like what kind of increase there is on that stuff, or if it's even anything meaningful.
Yeah, I haven't tried it either. They've also added some stuff from the new movie, The Last Jedi.
Nice.
Some content. Really?
Yeah, nice. On the 12th, they'll be adding some new characters, I think.
They're putting Finn in there and Captain Phasma.
Yes, Phasma, those two. Yeah. They added two others, I think, on the what was it, the 6th? Or
well, there are going to be new characters. Like Benicio Del Toro has a character in the movie, so I don't know if that's going to be a thing. I personally, my prediction for his character, I think he's going to be like the Lando of this movie. Like this smooth, random guy who comes out of nowhere. And, you know, because that's how it was in Empire. Like, Lando wasn't in the first one, and he just came out of nowhere in the second one.
Yeah. Well, they're going to have single-player content added to another level, I guess, for Eden.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll bet Rose is going to be a playable character, too, because she's a character in the new movie. She's that short Asian girl from the movie.
Okay.
And she wasn't in The Force Awakens, but she'll probably come out as one of those, you know, playable characters, too, in Battlefront.
Yeah, yep. I'm all about it. You got anything?
Yeah, I got a couple things. So, Mondo, you told me about this, but PlayStation's discounting its VR to, what, $100?
Yeah, it'd be $300 instead of $4.
Oh, so they're discounting it by $100.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
I was
going to
say, geez.
I want to say that. Yeah. I want to say that's what it was, unless you saw something different.
Yeah, $199 bundle.
What?
Jesus.
That's even lower.
That's
nice.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
They'll sell a lot of...
I don't know. That could be wrong, though.
Devices, if that's right.
I don't know. Just Google VR discount for the holidays, because PSVR discount for the holidays, because there is a kind of a crazy discount out there. So, yeah.
Nice.
I'm not sure. Then we got a Jessica Jones season 2 trailer. Did y'all catch that yet?
Mm-mm.
Nope.
Oh no.
Coming out March 8th.
Yeah. No big reveals on it yet. Okay. I don't think it just looks like more drunk, super strong PI action. So
looking forward to that. That was my favorite show probably out of
It was one. I think it was like in my top 3. I really like
for sure.
Daredevil season 1 a lot.
Okay. Yeah. That. Yeah. It's kind of between those two, I think.
Yeah,
we're finishing Daredevil season one, because I went back and started watching some of them over again. I stopped moving forward. I haven't watched Defenders, and I haven't watched Punisher just yet. Abby wanted to get on the bus and started watching the Marvel show, so I was like, I guess I can go back and watch all these over again.
Yeah.
So we're finishing up Daredevil season one, and it's really good, so I'm hoping to catch up and so I can talk
season
to you
two.
Yeah.
Great.
Muy bueno.
It's good, yeah. I feel like season two could have been split into two seasons, because there was the first half was like a Punisher story arc, and then the second half was like the Hand. Mm. So I feel like they could have just made two things out of that. The Hand. Yeah.
He's putting his hand out. Just the Hand.
The Hand.
And then we all watched it, but we should probably maybe bring it up. So first off in news, I read Ready Player One, as did Joel.
Yeah, yes. I did.
And finally the corrupted these guys into reading it.
Read it last weekend, I guess, was it?
Yeah. Because
you finished it on Friday, and I was like, okay, I better read this.
One of us can loan it to you. Yeah. You got to read it, dude.
It's so good. I'll lend it to you today.
Well, I downloaded it on my iPad.
Yeah. Dude, it is... Like, I normally read a book, it takes me like a month to get through a book, typically, about that size.
Same
like
here.
Three or 400 pages, like, yeah, I read when I got time, but this book, man, I read it in 4 days, I think, and it was I was going to the bathroom at work, like, reading for like three or four minutes at a time, just because I couldn't put it down, man.
Your legs are falling asleep at work.
Yeah, I know. Right, man.
I read it in 2 days, and I'm a really slow reader. I just couldn't put the damn thing down.
Someone weeping in the bathroom.
And I felt proud that I read this shit in 4 days, right?
Oh, you were
like, I'm sitting here talking to my wife about how fucking proud I am that I read this shit in 4 days.
Yeah.
I gave it to her. She texts me like 3 hours later, like, man, that book was so good.
Yeah, that's
she read that shit.
That's
like,
my wife.
That's my wife, too.
She can bang a book out in like an afternoon.
Readers.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, man, you read that shit like so quick.
She gobbles them up, dude. She read like all three of those, like the, what was it, the ones with the chick being
Divergent?
In bondage.
Oh, 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, yeah. She read those three. Heard those three books in like a day and a half.
I don't know. What the hell? Read that.
And then she was like, "Yeah, it was all right." I was like, "Really?" Oh, the other lady.
Yeah,
loved
Nina.
This.
Nina read the. I think the first one was like, I don't want to read the next one.
Yeah, she thought it was good, but she wasn't like crazy about it.
Actually, she read them all too. Yeah.
I'm reading now. Now it got me back into reading though, and like I'm reading Armada right now, and I'm about halfway through Armada.
Yeah,
and it's good. It's not as good, but it's good.
Yeah,
it's not one of those you can't put down. You're like, oh, I can put this down now.
Ready Player One set the bar really high. Armada is good. It's a good book in its own right, but if you read Ready Player One first, you'd be like, ooh, they're on that high, and then it comes down just a little bit.
Yeah, and that's okay. I mean, it's still a fun story. It's very, very much nostalgia and gamer stuff, and it's just not quite as grand as Ready Player One.
I enjoyed it, though.
And then I'm reading Needful Things, too. Or I'm going to start Needful
That was a good
Things
book. It takes
Stephen
about 100
King.
Pages to get... Most of those old Stephen King books, they're really great, but they take about 100 pages before they even start moving.
Yeah.
So it's really hard to keep your concentration on them. But if you can get through those first 100 pages, it's all downhill from there.
Nice. Very cool. Yeah, I'm excited to read because I've never read one of his books before. But we should talk about the trailer. We should not spoil anything for Jose, which is hard to do because about the book. Because I want you to
No,
read
I already saw a whole bunch of
no,
stuff.
No, I know, but I don't want to talk about like plot points from the
book.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I just saw my favorite Gundam in there, so I'm like geeked out for it.
So I will say that I watched one of those trailer breakdown videos on YouTube for the first trailer.
Mm-hmm.
The book is very much about like solving puzzles and stuff, and the people who made the trailer like hid a QR code on top of a car in the first trailer. So if you pause it at the exact right split second, you see a QR code. If you scan that QR code, it brings you to a website where there's like some type of puzzle that you fill out, and then you can see an extra scene from the movie. So it's like there's these little snippets hid in the trailers.
I'm hoping very much in the spirit of the book.
Yeah,
yes, that's nice.
Yeah.
I wish, and I hope they still do it, that they do some kind of like puzzle thing for people that are actually going to see the movie that are fans of it. Like, you know, put them on their own little journey
online
or whatever the case may be to like solve some stuff and maybe make a sweepstake or something like that. You know what I mean?
I agree.
That'd be fun.
That'd be cool.
That'd be really cool. But the trailer looks cool. It looks like we're going to be spending a lot more time in the real world than we did in the book, I think. And I think that's a good choice
for
a movie. I mean, Ernest Cline's writing the screenplay, so I'm good with that.
Well, what's the point of having awesome actors if you're never going to see them actually acting?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. At that point, it's a cartoon or it's like the World of Warcraft movie.
It's an animation or something like that. And they're just using their voices and, you know, let's see what they're up to. And, and they didn't spend a lot of time in the real world in the book, so.
Yep.
Yeah, so, I'm all for it.
What'd you guys think of the trailer?
Looked great.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Some of this stuff wasn't what I necessarily pictured in my brain.
Yeah, I saw it a little differently. But
yeah, I'm fine with it. It looks good. And they're going to take some liberties, obviously. I mean, there are so many like product placements and references in the book that they would not possibly be able to get all of those crammed into the movie.
Tracer was in there. There's no way would have been in the book, but that's because
they have to swap out stuff because some people aren't going to give permission to do that. And then there's licensing issues and things of that nature. True. There's all kinds of
with things that are over 30 years old. There isn't as much red tape.
Sure.
Well, you guys think about
but people won't be able to relate to that. To the, you know, today's audience, not everybody grew up in the 80s.
Yeah, so there is a lot that I didn't get from in the book. Like, there's so many obscure 80s references, and there's some that are like obscenely like people who lived in that time still don't get it. You
I
know?
Got a majority of them. I was like, oh, every time I turned the page, I was like, oh, I remember that. Oh, that was good. Yeah, there's a few that I had to like look up. Like, okay, what's that? Oh, yeah, I know that.
What'd you guys think about James Halliday and how he looked?
I didn't picture him that way.
But I pictured him a little different.
See, I pictured that initial video he made to be a lot cool. Like, he was, like, excited and kind of this cool guy.
He's dancing around.
Right. But then I remember them talking about how he, like, wasn't good at communicating with people and stuff. And he was kind of, like,
awkward,
borderline autistic, I think some people even said. So.
Yeah, I think he probably was autistic.
Yeah, so, like, I mean, that actually makes sense for him to look so deadpan and weird and stuff. You know, like, he doesn't communicate well. So
who do you think they're gonna pick to play his Holliday's partner?
That's Simon Pegg.
Simon Pegg. Okay, that's we did talk about that. Good choice. I like that.
I'm excited because
he's
that.
So eccentric and like and just happy go lucky.
Make him look heavier because he's supposed to be
and older too. I mean, he's supposed to be makeup like Akamaro was supposed to be like old. So
I don't think they'll make him look too heavy though.
I think add some wireframe glasses and some long gray hair, turn him into like a Gandalf the Grey type character.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe, you know.
I'm okay with them taking some liberties on some of that stuff.
Yeah. I'm so lost.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. Like,
fuck you guys.
I could
read the book.
I could do an entire podcast on the book too.
We should.
Yeah, we should at some point.
Once the movie comes out, we should do one comparing, like talking about the book and the movie.
There is a podcast out there that is doing like every chapter of the book is an episode, and it's pretty cool. It's called Get to the Good Part if you just want some more of that book, but they're fun.
I know Game Informer, they do like a game club, so they'll play a game and then they'll tell everybody to go up to a certain point and then they'll talk about it on the podcast and people write in stuff and they'll dissect it and they'll play a little further and then on the next podcast we should do something like that but with the books.
Hell yeah, man. I'd be into it. Yeah,
sweet.
Hell yeah, we should definitely do one reviewing the movie, like a bonus episode or something.
Just I'm down.
Yeah, maybe talking about the book and the movie and differences. So
yeah,
that's all I got for news though.
Anybody else got anything to share before we move on?
Let's see, there's a new the new DLC for Destiny 2 just came out.
Nice.
True. Osiris,
good call.
And I got the season pass, so I've tried it so far. It's pretty fun. New exotic weapons and gear, and they've also made some changes. Legendary weapons will now have a Masterworks coming on Tuesday, Masterworks edition. So I guess you'll be able to re-roll statistics on the weapons that you don't like to get the weapon you do want.
See, and that's another game that I'm considering for my winter break for school is Destiny. Because I've heard very cool.
It's fun, but it's better with friends.
Yeah, so. You're picking two long games too, like Destiny.
That's a grinder.
I really want so. I've never played like massive multiplayer stuff, so I really want to try that out.
I think you'd like it.
I've been thinking about Call of Duty even or something too.
No,
so.
I really. You'll be more Destiny. Into Destiny too.
Yeah.
I guess I did.
And you have powers
like Destiny,
too,
but.
I played the beta of Destiny 2, and I really like that. So.
Oh, then you should like that.
Are you going to do it on PS4?
I don't know. It depends on what all you guys play on.
We have Xbox One.
We can help you level up.
I mean, I have both, so whatever you guys play on, I'll probably get it on.
Yeah, just check back with us if you can't remember, and then we'll just hit up, like, you know, we'll play some games and help you get leveled up.
Yeah.
Nice. Hell yeah.
Definitely.
Shall we move on to...
There's one other thing.
Sorry.
There's a 1.8 update for The Division. and it adds a whole new area for free called the docks, and they've added a whole new PvP mode and a new PvE mode where all the gangs get together in the city and attack you. It makes the game relevant, actually, again, by fixing several issues and adds all kinds of cool new stuff that you'll get just playing through new areas. So
nice. And that's the Division?
The Division. And okay. They fixed the Underground, too. It's called Underground 2.0. So they fixed a bunch of the stuff that was wrong with it. So makes me want to go back and try it. That was a fun game.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I kind of want to go back and try it because they keep that new stuff in that game. So
That's it for me.
Nice.
Cool. You got any news, Jose?
I have nothing.
The news is his coffee is almost gone.
I know. I'm kind of sad because it should.
As he looks at it longingly with sad eyes.
In the arms of...
Oh, God. Sarah McLachlan.
Oh, man. Well, stuck in my head. Just go ahead.
You want transition. McLachlan on our...
It's on memes. It's constantly on memes.
No. No, transition now.
On that note, we're transitioning. We're going to talk about our personal top games of 2017. I went with personal because I think it's... I don't know. It's so hard to make a list, and everybody else is making like a top 10 list where everyone's compiling that list, and they have to agree on it, and that probably would make for some good arguments. But, I mean, we all kind of have different tastes and, like, different flavors, if you will. And so, I don't know. It'd be nice to see what you guys put on a list of your favorite games that you had got a chance to touch this year. You know what I mean? And there's so many good ones. There's some that we probably forgot about, too, beginning of the year, like, earlier. And, you know, it's like, man... Just looking back on it, it's crazy that so much good stuff came out this year.
Let's reminisce for a bit.
Just reminisce. Yeah. Just going to look into the sky. And just
yeah, there are
my,
some,
my normal look.
Man, there's a lot more games than I thought I had.
Yeah, because you were like, I don't think I have 10 games that I played this year. I'm like, bullshit.
Yeah, I think I do.
Yeah, at least 10.
I think we've played more than 10.
Oh,
I think I've probably played about 10 games in the year because I don't...
Right.
I don't play everything, you know. I jam. Mm-hmm. I'm very picky with what games I spend my small amount of free time on. Mm-hmm. So
sure,
I'm the discerning gamer.
You know what?
You gotta be.
The funny thing would be is like, tell me how many games you played, and then it's like, tell me how many you finished.
Oh shit!
Yeah, true. True story.
No, wait, one. I finished one game.
Did you really?
Yes.
Oh my.
Zelda.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. That's it.
I would have thought you finished some of the other ones.
Yeah.
Like what? What else?
You were playing Horizon, weren't you?
All those unfinished meals.
No, he didn't finish them.
I came close, but I didn't. I jammed.
Oh, you got stuck at the end.
I did. Yeah, or close to the end. Yeah. So, right. I still am gonna finish a lot of these as well. So, sure, yeah,
sure. Yeah.
Of all of the games you played this year, other than Zelda, we know that you know Breath of the Wild. I know Breath of the Wild is like your number one game, your game of the year. It takes all your
Yeah.
What game, other than that and Mario, is one that you, like, for sure, like, I want to get back to, I'm going to make time for that?
Actually, like, a surprise standout for me this year was Evil Within 2. Like,
nice! Okay.
It's not often that a game challenges me to the point where I'll bitch and moan at my friends, but you guys all remember me just, like, throwing a tantrum about it. And, like, I think my controller... took some beatings, you know, getting thrown this way and that. So, yeah, I think that was definitely definitely one of my standouts that I really enjoyed. And I think being able to challenge people and still maintain playability is a big thing. Like, making it just hard enough that it's still playable.
It's hard, but it's fair.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's not so hard that it's like, fuck this, it's pointless.
Yeah. I've played games like that before, but...
I'm definitely going to get back to that and finish
that
it.
That one, that game was so good with the narrative and
yeah.
it being so much better than the first game, just in terms of just the way it all came together. Like, the first game had great points and parts about it and things that I think everybody enjoyed, but in an overall package, I don't think it was there.
Yeah.
And this one, like, more or less hit the home run on it, yeah. I feel like.
I agree. No, I very much agree. Yeah.
On all levels.
And the skill tree was a lot of fun to mess around with, too.
Mm-hmm. If you didn't get a chance to play Evil Within 2, that was definitely one of the gems of the year. That wasn't like a huge...
It was a hidden gem, for sure.
Yeah, it wasn't one everyone was talking about necessarily, but it was out there, and it was really fun.
And if you beat it, you unlock some, like, a magnum gun and some other things that you can go through again.
Really? Nice.
and play with better guns. And they also will give you a ton of the green goo, and you'll be able to start out with some skills.
Any word on a third one? Like, is that something they might
do? I'm sure they're going to do DLC for this one first before they do that. There was a ton for the first game, and it was really good DLC, too.
Okay, nice. Cool.
How you guys going to do this? Want to go around and just say, like, I remember five, then number four? You want to just keep going where we are? How do you first play?
I don't know.
I thought we were going to go first for the worst, for our top worst game.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that. Like, what was the worst game you played all year?
Mass Effect. Fucking piece of shit.
Yeah.
Well, that's in there.
That was my worst.
Is that
too.
Your worst?
Yeah.
No. That was just like error of like top picks probably out of everyone.
Yeah, that's top picks. I get that one too.
You remember that one time?
I can't stop laughing about
Sniper Curse, Ghost Warrior 3?
Sure.
Yeah, I remember you were playing that.
Yeah, that episode when I just kept saying fuck all the time.
You just dropped all the F-bombs over and over.
That game sucked.
No, but we couldn't have guessed.
No,
but Mass Effect was bad.
That was probably, I don't know if it was the worst game I played all year, but it was definitely the most disappointing because I love Mass Effect. I love that.
Yeah, I went for biggest disappointments. So
yeah, and that was definitely one of my biggest because I was hyped on it. Like I thought was gonna
so excited,
cool.
Especially after the first three. They had set a high bar.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, the third one was controversial in the ending and everything, but they were still great games. They had set such a high bar, and then this one.
Right.
Womp, womp, womp. I don't know. I was disappointed.
Yeah, it's definitely not up to par.
It's like $14 right now on the stores.
Which is ridiculous.
Yeah. I bet it's sitting in some bins like, right now.
A small part of me is like, go back and play that.
But he's like,
shit.
GameStop is like, buy one and get Mass Effect free. And people are like, no. No.
When you can't give a AAA game away at a GameStop, like you, there's definitely a bigger issue going on.
Yeah.
Buy one, get one free, plus you get Mass Effect. I don't want that one.
And that's the sad thing is
pass.
And the sad thing is like we don't know like what for sure caused that team to miss the mark so hard, whether it was like the publisher rushing things along, if they didn't have the resources, whatever the case may be. We'll probably never know unless we go digging for it, and even then you won't get a full answer. It feels like to me like think about this. That team, that development team, is probably not going to get a whole lot of other chances to do a game now because
they
fucked that major, you know,
yeah.
that well, license up.
I think EA is probably partially at fault for the way it turned out because they're just a really crappy company. But they have great developers. I don't know. The team that made Mass Effect was apparently the one that was apparently the same team that made the multiplayer only. For the prior two, Mass Effect 2 and 3, they didn't make any part of the actual game, the storyline or anything, and they just gave that to them because I think the main team that was working on Mass Effect is now working on this Anthem game. So the best story writers and artists and everything are working on the new game, and they just like threw that to these other guys and said, yeah, do what you can. Have fun.
That sounds like a recipe for disaster. Another game that I would say was like not up to par that Joel and I played together was Dead by Daylight. Some people are really enjoying that game still. I did not enjoy it.
I forgot about that one.
It was so frustrating. I don't know if it was just because I wasn't playing it right or if I was missing something. I consider myself to be a pretty savvy gamer for the most part, but that game was just like we played it for like a whole several hours one evening, late into the night.
Yeah,
and we were just like, I don't fucking get this.
It looked good, when you look at the trailers and the information about it, it looked like it'd be really interesting, but we just couldn't get into it.
It looked good. I mean, the premise was there and everything sounded right on paper, and then you started playing it, and it was like, nah. Rather just smash my hand in a waffle iron or something. I don't know. Whatever. Right. Let's just play something else.
Sounds like fun.
I'm looking at gameplay for it right now. I'm just interested.
It sounded and looked interesting and just wasn't there for me. So.
They've even added some DLC for some great horror characters, but it just wasn't. The gameplay just wasn't for me.
No.
At least I couldn't quite get into it.
I think it could have been fleshed out more as far as that goes. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, whatever.
Maybe with a bunch of patches, it'll finally be good.
You got a shitty game?
No, I already said the shitty games.
You're a Mass Effect. Well, shit, let's talk about the good games then. I mean,
hold on. I've got another one.
Oh, shit.
Middle Earth, Shadow of War.
Oh,
Yeah. And I spent full, you know, I got it as a digital purchase, and now I wish I had just rented it so I could have sent it back. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, it's a great game at first, and then you get stuck at the end. And I stopped before getting to the end because I'm like, I don't want to get stuck there and have to spend cash, real money, in order to progress in a single-player game. You fucking assholes. You greedy bastards.
Tell us how you really feel.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. It just makes you upset that, you know, it's a single-player game, and why are those there? And then the other one that disappointed me was Star Wars Battlefront 2, because they initially ruined it with the progression system, but supposedly they may have fixed that. I guess I'll have to try it and see.
Yeah, I'm thinking that's going to be a lot of people's worst game of the year, not because it's necessarily a bad game, but just because EA fucked people over with transactions.
They lost, like, what, $3 billion in stocks because of people, like, you know, the negative press and people canceling their pre-orders and not buying the game.
Yeah, they voted with their wallets.
Yeah, so they lost a shit ton in stocks.
And that goes to show you, man, like, if you fuck over your fans and stuff, they're going to drop you. You know, you have to treat customers right. I mean,
you may have a short interim gains, but over the long haul, you're just going to lose $3 billion.
Sadly, I don't think they learned their lesson either.
No,
they brought up about FIFA 18 and how it's doing so well with some of its microtransactions.
It's because they have whales that just keep spending money there.
So, yeah, but yeah, we don't have to go down that path again. No, we all know.
Yeah, they're not going to change.
It's pretty sad shit. But what's not sad... What's not sad, guys,
are the best games.
It's some of the best games that we play personally.
Yes.
Now we talked about some of the shitty ones that we didn't enjoy so much. I want to remind you guys about a little game about a family, okay? About a family in a little house, a little nice little house.
Where's he going with this?
A quaint little home in the middle of nowhere.
I'm not sure.
As you go hunting around for your wife that I found to be fucking excellent. Resident Evil 7, baby.
Okay.
One of my favorite games of the year. If you didn't play it, you suck. That's coming from me truly. Yeah.
Awesome game, especially in VR.
A banner just dropped behind me with Resident Evil 7 behind it. Yeah.
Yeah, it was definitely it was up there, but I think Evil Within 2 beat it for my favorite horror game.
Really?
Yeah, I thought Evil Within 2 was
I don't know.
If you had a VR helmet, you would change your mind.
He's going to try it now.
Well, and it was mostly because I have it on Xbox actually.
Failure. Yeah. The launch. Yeah.
It was actually because like Resident Evil broke off. There was a point where, like, you got through the plot of the guy,
house.
And then you went into this weird second plot, and that's where you lost. Because we just, like, ditched that.
The
like, all the stock that I had put into that whole first part, it's gone now. So it's like, man, I'm not even going to finish this, because, like, you just, like, I don't care where you're going. I'm not playing as the same person. And, like, the Evil Within 2 follows through with their story, from what I understand. And, like, you're the same person the whole time. You have a solid front-to-back story that you're playing. So I like that. But... Resident Evil 7. 7? Mm. Yeah, 7 was amazing still. Yeah.
You play as the same person in Resident Evil 7.
You
until the end when you can play as other characters in the DLC.
At some point, you play
as your wife and stuff.
The abandoned house was just a video that you watched.
No, the abandoned boat where escape the house.
That's the third act when you go onto the ship. That big...
There's a handoff at some point where you switch players.
You do for a little while.
Yeah.
So that's where they lost me. Yeah. I hated switching settings. I hated switching avatars. I just wish they had made the mansion storyline a little bit bigger, because it felt like once we, you know, I spent so much time working my way through this mansion. It's like once we switched settings, it just seemed
weird.
I
get that. Best game of the year for me? Well, that's close.
Well, you don't have to be best game, just like games you enjoy. We're going to save that for next week.
Okay, well, one of my favorites. One of my favorites, Horizon Zero Dawn.
Oh, nice, nice.
Love that
up there
game.
For me.
Yeah,
and I got that DLC and loved it.
Yeah, it was very close for me.
I wish Zero Dawn would have came out a little further away from Legend of Zelda, because I know Ben, you were raving about that for I got a chance to touch it, and I was like, I can see why you thought that was so good.
Yeah. Have you been playing it?
I don't have a Switch, so it didn't matter for
me. Just a little bit. I've just been dabbling because it's like, man, having both Mario and Zelda in my hands, it's like two long games that require a lot of your attention. And it's like, well, fuck, if I keep going back and forth, I'm not going to finish either of them.
Right.
Ever.
I think Zelda was better than Mario, too, personally. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it was just way more of a dense game.
Yeah. I wish I had gotten a Switch earlier in the year so I could have played that and then had time to just devote my time just to Mario.
Yeah.
That's the reason I bought the PS4 was for Horizon Zero Dawn. Yeah. We were talking about it when it came out. I was like, I really need a PS4 for this.
Yeah.
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 So thank you.
And then you sampled it for me and was like, yes, I'm going to play this.
Oh, and Assassin's Creed.
Oh, for sure. Assassin's Creed is
good. That's one of my favorites.
Of course.
I got a jam on it still.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
So great.
Just looking at the beginning of the year, I mean, you had Resident Evil 7 in January, Yakuza 0 in January, Horizon Zero Dawn was February, mm-hmm. Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild was March, Nier Automata, March.
Mm-hmm. That's also a top game right
you know,
there.
Let's talk about that for a second. I mean, just going, like, nobody knew that going through that game after you beat it, that it opened up even more playing it multiple times.
Which one?
Nier Automata.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Because the more time, because there's like ending A, B, C, D, and it goes down the line and it keeps on opening up more of the story to you and in such a weird, rich, and engaging way. It was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, it was cool. I didn't finish multiple endings, but just looking up, I was like, you know what? I'm not going to do this multiple times. I'm just going to look up some stuff and see how it plays out. That game's legit. It's weird, but it's legit.
That's cool.
You know, if you didn't get a chance to
touch it. I never really got into it too much, but...
Yeah.
But yeah, it was pretty cool when I played of it.
It was one of those ones that I, for sure, it was like an honorable mention game that I enjoyed playing that I just never had a chance to fully give a lot of time to.
Yeah, I enjoyed it highly. Mm-hmm. Plus, playing it the first time, a lot of...
it was very anime.
There's a lot of stuff that was missing in the story, like just people that you just like not mentioned in the first one, but they'll probably be mentioned in the second one, so second ending.
Right.
Man, I just
zoned
out there.
Well, you got another great game that you enjoyed this year, maybe
Gravity Rush 2.
Nice.
Yeah. Was that the one that they stopped supporting just now and it's like it hasn't even been out a year?
I don't remember.
Or was it Gravity Rush 1? Because in Gravity Rush 2, you could take a picture like of when you find like a special chest so that you could kind of give people hints to where it is.
Okay.
And they've shut that up off.
The online aspect of it?
Online part. I mean, you can still play the game, fine. But I'm not sure if that's the second game. I hope they didn't shut that off because it just came out early this year.
Yeah, it was January as well.
Yeah, that would be stupid if they shut that off.
That's still pretty entertaining just... defying gravity and just roaming around those big ass maps.
Well, it doesn't ruin the game.
No holes.
So.
Crazy. Yeah.
Fun game.
Nier Automata and
takes a bit to get used to the movement in that Gravity Rush 2.
Yeah, those games were my top five. All those. So
right, and the cool thing is like this year, like there's a lot of home run. You know, games that were like just huge, like games that you like. You know, we all are going to play some Call of Duty. We're all going to play Destiny. We're all going to play a little bit of Battlefront, even though all the negative shit going around it.
Yeah.
We're all going to play Assassins, but those little games, those smaller games, those less known ones like Nier and like Yakuza.
Oh, Hellblade
and Gravity
as well.
Rush. Hellblade.
Son of Sacrifice.
Hellblade. Yeah.
That was the game of the summer to some degree. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When did that come out? Like July?
Yeah, I think
something
so.
Like that?
Hey, here's one. What game do you think you spent the most time playing in 2000?
Hands down.
Oh, Jesus.
Assassin's Creed.
You want to go around the table?
Yeah.
You want to go? Joel, what game would you say you played the longest, you put the most hours into this year?
Oh, my God. I don't know. It's kind of hard to say. I mean, I put a lot of time into Assassin's Creed. I put a ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous amount of time, and it's time I'll never get back. Into Mass Effect.
Oh man, yeah. Hundreds
of hours
there, buddy. Yeah.
Hundreds of hours in a Mass Effect.
Shang Tsung just tried to take your soul by playing that long.
That's it.
Yeah, Horizon Zero Dawn. I spent a lot of time on.
Sure,
but it was worth it.
Nice. How about you?
Assassin's Creed. But the one game I've been going on. It was a 2016 release. It's Forza Horizon 3.
Oh, you've been playing.
I'm still on that.
You were playing that hardcore this year.
Yeah. And they also released the Matchbox cars for that.
Winter one as well. Like the
Hot Wheels and the winter one. Yeah, I'm still playing that. Just customizing every car I can.
You are on that.
It's still a fun game.
So. It is
for sure. For me, I'd say Persona 5, and I haven't finished it. My goal. Yeah. I gave myself a goal that I'm going to finish that game before this year is over. Persona 5 is not carrying over in 2018.
Can you make that happen?
I'm going to make it happen.
Uh huh.
Before you, gentlemen, with a solemn promise.
With Mario and Zelda, can you do it?
I can set it aside if I have to.
You better wrap are that shit up and here? Put them under the tree.
Well, not to mention my kids are going to be playing the Switch too, so I'm going to have to go back to my Xbox or PlayStation here and there. So I'm going to have to share with them, of course. That would probably be the number one game I'd say I put the most time into. Number two, I would say for a while there, it was Friday the 13th.
Oh, yeah.
I was playing that shit like night after night for a while there.
You were.
And it was great, along with Horizon. But I think Assassin's Creed is going to take a lot of my time as well going forward here.
So what game do you guys think that I spent the most time in? You should know the answer.
Zelda. Zelda.
No, come on.
Or Odyssey?
Joel, you should know the answer to this shit.
Pokemon Go.
Because there were weeks where you had pointed out how much time I was spending on this game.
So it's not Zelda or Odyssey?
Every week. Joel would point it out. No, Ben never plays this game.
What?
I'm lost.
Injustice Gods Among Us.
Oh, man. That's true. That's true. You were on that all the time.
I know, right? Yeah.
Like, I'd go online to do something, and you're on there playing it. I was like, you're playing competitive. And
yeah.
Okay, let's talk about that for a hot second. That game...
It was one of my favorites.
I do have that on my one of my favorites.
It was phenomenal.
So. I'm so surprised no one knew that, because y'all would point it out so much.
You never talk about it.
I do know that. I just won't momentarily...
It's literally on my list.
No, I know. Just how much I played it, because y'all were always like ragging on me for how much time I spent on that thing.
I had a momentary old man syndrome moment.
OMS. OMS, yeah. I haven't heard that one in a while.
Dude, so when's that DLC drop for the Turtles and for...
I don't know.
Adam, I think I want to say next week.
I haven't played it. It's one of the few games I haven't sold or traded in, because I know I'll always go back to it and jam on it a little bit. You know, it's now that I think about it, tonight when I'm doing all this goddamn schoolwork, I'll probably take a few little breaks and play it a little bit. So
sure,
I
that
still
is a game
haven't
you
paid.
Can do that, yeah.
Yeah, I still haven't paid for the DLC on it yet, because like I was waiting until every DLC character came out and I was just going to buy them all at once. So yeah. But
yeah,
I am excited for the TMNT.
I can't wait. I want to say it's next week. I want to say. I'm not for sure on that.
I like wouldn't be surprised.
Huh? You like what?
I like turtles.
I like turtles.
You like turtles. That's it.
Yep. Look at all those chickens.
I like trains.
I liked Prey.
I can't talk.
I had fun with Prey. Spent lots of hours with that.
I gave up on Prey.
Beat it. Well, yeah, it's one you had to stick with, because... It had a lot of nice twists in it, but it was really involved, and you had to spend a lot of time delving deeper into stuff and upgrading, and I don't know, it was a lot like Assassin's Creed. What's the one where they're killing, where you get to kill everybody as Corvo?
Dishonored.
It's like Dishonored in the way that things are set up, but in space. Because you have so many different ways that you can resolve your problems. But yeah, I beat that game.
Nice.
Spent a lot of time beating it. Mm-hmm. Probably twice as long as you're supposed to spend beating it. But that's one of my favorites. And Destiny 2, obviously, is up there.
I think the problem for me with Prey was that... And this was my problem all year, just trying to play stuff and make sure I'm touching different games, at least enough to know enough about it to talk about it on the show, or even just for my own personal enjoyment. I think I spread myself too thin at times.
Sure.
And there was a game. Yeah.
That happens.
You know all about spreading yourself too thin, Mr.
Come
Jam.
On, son.
Yeah.
But it was one of those things where I'd feel like I'm playing something like, oh, I really enjoy this, but I got to go and I'd go back and move on to something else.
Yes.
After like a few levels or only like maybe like 25 to 30% into a game. And sometimes some games just start opening up around that time. So I think a few of the games this year missed the mark for me, just because I didn't give it enough time to let it, you know, grow to fruition.
Yeah,
the
totally.
Story and stuff.
It takes about that long to really, well, depending on how much you're delving into it, it's about 8 hours if you are speeding through it before it opens up. But if you're looking at every nook and cranny, it's probably going to take you closer to 15 or 20 hours. Then it really opens up and gets cool. So
yeah, I agree.
Gotcha.
I could see you getting distracted easily by everything else that came out. There were so many shiny things to ooh, look at that.
Yeah. And around that time, it was Persona, Injustice, Friday the 13th, and I think it's the other one you just said. I can't remember which one it was, but yeah, it was a handful
Gravity
of stuff
Rush?
Right around there. No, that was earlier in the year.
That was it earlier. Yeah, you're right.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know.
Yeah, you lost me.
Apparently, I don't know either what I'm talking about.
There were a lot of shiny things, though, out at that time. So
yeah. I'm going to definitely finish Persona, though.
No, you're not.
Fuck you guys. You guys don't have to believe me, man.
It's over 100 hours just to play through without even really digging in and trying to do extra things.
I'm going to finish Persona.
No, you're not.
That game is so fucking long. I'm going to finish it. Doing it.
As long as you don't make it like a work, just enjoy it and play it as you
do. Yeah, you know. It sounded so fragile. Yeah.
tears.
I'm going to do it. Yeah, that's basically what it is.
It's tears. Push yourself and it's no longer fun.
Can I just say this, though? Wolfenstein 2, by far, was probably one of my favorite games this year.
Oh, I got that on my list.
It was amazing. Amazeballs. The only part about that game, and for everything that I loved about it, the only part about that game that rubbed me the wrong way from time to time was just like the shooting sometimes. Mm-hmm. It's a little loose, and obviously yeah, it's not necessarily an accuracy kind of thing where you're kind of aim down the sights constantly, but once you got into it and just kind of let yourself go and just enjoy it for what it was, that game was a crazy roller coaster ride of fun narrative and characters. If we did like a best moments, like top 10 moments of the year for all the games, that game would easily inhabit like half of those with the moments that it was like. I just find myself on the couch laughing like, oh my god, they did that?
Yeah, that was awesome.
She's being sprayed with blood and with no shirt on, you know.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Crazy shit. It's that like, was hilarious. Not to spoil one moment there, but it's like that game is so
Well, you didn't
so
really put
fun.
It in context, so it's fine.
Yeah.
Of the game. So.
Moments. Like, if you didn't finish that game, go back and finish Wolfenstein 2.
Worth it.
The New Colossus. It was so fun.
Yeah, he didn't. Jose didn't like the shooting.
It
was
like
too loose.
He didn't like it because Naruto wasn't in there.
I stopped watching Naruto. Shut up.
Hopefully not because of me. I just like to give you a hard time. No, there's nothing wrong with Naruto.
It wasn't anime enough.
Okay. It's just that I started watching more anime.
Deep down inside, he's like, it's because of you.
Notice me, senpai.
Oh, man.
No, senpai was not noticed.
I like that sad song from like Incredible Hulk from the 70s. He's walking down the street. Ding, 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 ding. That's you.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Walking away from Naruto.
Hand out.
Sorry, Dr. Banner. but yeah, Wolfenstein 2, man. I couldn't stop gushing about that. When I finished that game, I was like, holy shit, that was a ride. Such a good game.
Yeah, I never jammed on that one.
Yeah.
You're not missing out.
What? that's how you get chopped in the throat, son. Right in the throat.
I haven't been chopped yet.
That's how many of you like
majority of,
as soon as we're done.
Majority of online websites, you know, that review games would disagree with Jose, but that's fine. Right. That's, you know, we all have our own opinions.
Yeah, sorry guys if we kind of flew through those. We're just kind of just want to reminisce a little bit about some of our favorite games and touch base on some of those. Next week, though, we are going to break down a bit more into those games with what we're calling our best of. So, like, you know, our, you know, best RPG that we played, our best, you know, fighting game, best, you know, narrative, all that stuff. We're going to dive into some of those and really dissect our favorite moments and things of that nature. So, catch back with us next week and tune in. We're going to do that. In the meantime, anybody got anything else you want to add before we go?
Nope. Got nothing.
Nah, son.
Okay. We're well, good. Then, in that case, folks, hit us up at glitchtherapy@gmail.com if you want to reach out to the show and hit us up with a question, a game-related topic, whatever the case may be. Shoot us a comment or something on there. We love to hear from you. Please support the show and you know, check us out at patreon.com/glitchtherapy. And as little as a dollar a month, you can support the show or make a one-time donation. Anything you do is greatly appreciated. We love the support. Thank you so much for listening and helping out. Otherwise, subscribe, rate, and review. It means so much for such a small action. It only takes a moment for you to throw a little bit of feedback in there. And it helps us climb the charts so that more listeners like yourself can find us and get to the show and listen. So if you haven't done that yet, shame on you. Otherwise, check us out on social media. You know, follow us. See what we're up to. Where can we find you at, Mr. Ben?
I'm on Twitter, but rarely ever on Twitter. But I am on there at Hey Benzilla. And I am on the PlayStation Network at Benzilla with 3 L's.
La 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 la.
Yeah, 3 L's. Benzilla.
Mm-hmm. I'm on Twitter under Joel Gao and then the number 1. And I'm on Xbox and the PlayStation under Scorpio 1969.
I'm on... Don't stare at me.
Here we go.
Keep a low profile here. Yeah.
We're all going to look away.
Come on, I'm trying to say where I'm
going. Don't avert that gaze.
Don't look at Jose, guys.
I'm already fucking up. I'm on Instagram and Twitter. It's I'm Hipstermade, and Xbox, PS4, it's your senpai.
Ooh. You are Hipstermade, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a perfect name.
Santa Barbara hoodie on.
It's comfy.
Hey, I'm just
the Punisher saying, doesn't want to be like you.
Yeah, the Punisher hates Punisher. You. Yeah,
he does not like hipsters.
I like taking the SB on his shirt and trying to make up different names for him, like shit, son like of a shit, like shit bag.
Or yeah,
that's normal.
Shit balls.
I do get a hard time at work. It's fun. It's good times. You can hit me up at Nerdy Raimondo on Instagram and Twitter. Otherwise, if you want to game with me or just see what I'm up to on on one of the gaming consoles, you can hit me up at Dirty Dimes. Other than that, that's our show, guys. Thanks so much for tuning in. Happy holidays, and everybody stay safe. We'll catch you next week. Game on.
Game on.
Game on.
Game on. Game on.